Time for a phone tap.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Greg says, hey, you two, my brother Tim's birthday is this week, and I've gotten an idea for a phone tap because he's notorious for switching cell phone plans.
Okay.
Cell phone providers.
Sure.
And as he says, working the system to get the best deal.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Plus, he's kind of gullible, and it's his birthday, so what do you say?
Plus, he's kind of gullible.
It's a perfect combination.
Yeah, so William Hassenpfeffer asked to call Tim to inform him, well, the cell phone company going to put a cell phone tower close to his house. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tim?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Tim, it's William Hassenpfeffer with Wireless. How are you today?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine, thanks, but you know what? I don't need cell service. I actually use a different company.
That's not why I'm calling, sir. You're on a list of people in the area who live close to a new cell phone tower we want to put in, so we're required to call and inform you.
You're putting up a new tower?
Yes, and it's close to your house, but nothing to worry about.
Well, when is this supposed to happen?
Well, the city requires that we get approval from 80% of the homeowners in a 3-mile radius around the tower. And you are one of those homeowners.
So wait, I'm within 3 miles of where this tower is going to be?
Yes. It looks like you're going to be within about 300 feet of the tower.
Oh. Uh-oh.
That seems really close.
Think of how good your cell phone signal will be once it's in.
True.
All we need to do is get your verbal approval for the construction. Can I just put you down for a yes?
No, hold on. I've read articles and stuff. You know, I've heard that you don't want to be too close to those towers. 300 feet, I mean, that just doesn't seem safe.
You know, you don't really need to listen to those medical reports. These towers are mostly, almost completely, somewhat, mostly safe. Nothing to really worry about.
Yeah, but, like, what about the radiation?
You know, sunlight's a form of radiation, too, there, Tim, but maybe you'll even get a better tan. So these towers have been tested on laboratory mice, and very few of them have experienced any sort of side effects.
Oh, great.
What kind of side effects?
Listen, it's nothing really serious. I'm not a doctor or a medical expert, but some of them have experienced some headaches, maybe some memory loss. You know, maybe one of them may have just grown a third ear. It really doesn't mean it's going to happen to you, Tim. Everything's completely safe.
A third ear?
Yeah. Listen, just give me your verbal okay. We can just put this thing to bed, and we can put this tower up by your house. And you know what? Hey, we're going to throw in free wireless service for 6 months. How's that sound?
No. You guys should not be building these towers so close to people's houses. And, you know, I want to get together with my neighbors, too. And, you know, we're not going to let your company
do that. I'm going to get together with my neighbors. We're going to let my Hey, listen, I think you're making a big mistake, Tim. I mean, yeah, you may experience some side effects like night terrors, loss of sexual desire, diarrhea.
Wait, what?
But listen, you're going to get amazing radio reception. I mean, I'm telling you what, you are going to listen and be able to hear 99.7 DJX in your teeth.
Wait.
Tim, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. Greg set you up. It's a little phone tap.
Oh, man.
He was thinking about the third year and contemplating the free service.
He was.
Like, maybe it's worth it.
He's like weighing these options. He's like,
maybe.
I would be able to hear more.
Yes.
But no, bad idea.
No,
bad idea.
Too close.
There you go. That's your phone tap, 99.7 DJX.